Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about the life course, how we come to be who we are in the world and how that influences our decisions. And this week we're talking about how that might influence others' decisions and how we might be really, really influential in shaping the next generation. Life is a collection of moments. Every single now, every moment, is the result of the previous moments that we've lived. Because of that, you know, we're defined by cause and effect. We're linked to all of our experiences that we've had in the past. And for all of us, we are the lived results of our previous experience. Unfortunately, that's not just our own decisions, but it can actually be the messages that others have given us. It can be others' experiences that have influenced us, especially in the periods of childhood. And during childhood, we go through a number of really, really important developmental stages in a really, really rapid period of time. In the first couple of years of life, you grow more than at any other time. And because of that, developmentally, from the day we come into the world, we are wired for learning and connecting. We are wired for connecting and associating things together. It's a beautiful thing when you think about it. We never actually stop learning. And the research shows that our brain actually never stops wiring itself and has that ability to do that until, you know, very, very late in life. It's also true that in these early, you know, years, we solidify and crystallize all of our knowledge about the world and ourself, and importantly, ourself in the world. And in particular, the first 5 years, they find to be vital in crystallizing some of this information. And I'm a pretty simple guy, you may have noticed. So I've got a mind game to play. I'd like everyone to think about the time that they went to kindergarten. You were probably somewhere between 4.5 and 6 years old. And in that first year, you learnt that there were 10 numerals that could be collected together to then form every other number. You learnt that there were 26 letters in the alphabet that then could be collected together to form, you know, words and then sentences. And these very, very simple things that you were given at such a tender age, 4.5 to 6, became the building blocks of all other information and learning that you did in the future. Because of that, there's proof in there that in those early years, the information that we get becomes vitally important as the foundation, as the building block for everything that comes later on. And not just when it comes to numbers, but when it comes to messages about ourselves. And so it's really, really important then. And I hope you can all see and hear that helpful rather than hindering or unhelpful messages at that time can be so important. So this week's tips are around how you might be able to help build a sense of self and build a strong young person and give them the best foundation. Well, I'd encourage everyone to think about, you know, the themes that underlie the messages and the things that are said. The idea of building, the idea of enhancing and growing abilities are really, really important. And asking ourselves, well, what do I actually want for my child? What type of person would I like them to be in the world? And picking those attributes, would I like them to have a strong sense of self? Would I like them to value themselves? Would I like them to feel safe? Would I like them to just have a general sense of okayness in the world? Would I like them to have strengths? Would I like them to have strengths like independence, caring, empathy, consideration? Would I like them to be autonomous and be able to make decisions and to use those attributes as the underpinning guide, as your foundation in how you communicate with all young people? And I guess it's true for all of us that we all have, you know, people that are younger than us or at a different developmental stage or at a different place in life walking in our shadows in some way. And so we all can be incredible role models in this and actually manage our own behavior and our messages about ourselves and our contact with others in that way to give them the best blueprint that they can for their future, for their next moment that is linked to the one that you just provided them. So be the cause of a great effect this week with Mind Games.